Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Knoxville's Assistant City Manager, Dylan Feek, and we're talking about Streetscape. Project is ongoing, isn't it?
It is. Thanks for having me today, Karen. We're always appreciative of your efforts to help us keep the public informed of the progress on Streetscape, but we're getting close to wrapping up with all the underground utility work. Okay. And then before you know it, we'll be putting down some rock and installing the sub drains, and then we're, you know, basically starting to prep for pavement. So we're making significant and quick progress on 3rd Street, and we're looking forward to these next couple weeks of work.
Mm-hmm. What's the time frame on completion on 3rd Street?
The time frame on the project is basically end of summer. What we discussed today was starting pavement right around the beginning of August. We do plan to begin work here very shortly with getting ready for the pavement. It is very possible we open up the streets for through traffic before the end of August. The way that we've coordinated the project is as we get those streets finished and opened up, and then we want to make sure that we open up the business side of the sidewalks immediately after we get the inner ring of the square, the courthouse mm-hmm. side, and get those sidewalks opened up. And so we're trying to keep very aggressive, and we want to be, you know, get the pavement down as quickly as we can, and that's where we're headed.
Okay. And then the brick work again along 3rd Street and along that area, is it going to be like the rest of it where that's kind of a little bit later project? How are they doing that this time?
The city has an agreement with Hawkeye Paving to perform all the work of the project, including installation of the brick pavers.
Okay.
And they subcontract that out to Hardscape Solutions, who does quite a bit of brickwork in the state. Ultimately, it is Hawkeye's contractor who does mm-hmm. the work. The reason I'm saying this is, you know, the city has been very forthcoming about getting the brick installed much sooner than it's been. I'd even say that we've been a little bit dissatisfied with the speed at which the Hardscape Solutions has put the brick pavers in. It does create pedestrian safety issues. We're concerned about people tripping. It does create issues of access where it doesn't make the sidewalk completely accessible going from one street to another. Today at our Streetscape meeting, we heard from the county about how the county doesn't have access on three sides of their facility, on the western side of the courthouse, the southern side, and then even now on the eastern side. And so I think that it makes things very difficult for the county to proceed with their operations, which do include using those approaches to get equipment, tools, people in and out of the building. So on our end, what we talked pretty extensively about today, I directed staff to be a little bit more vocal about getting those bump outs done. We've even put some pressure on Hawkeye Paving. Not that we haven't been before, but I think it's a little bit different now. Ultimately, Hawkeye Paving has to deliver the final product by the end of July 2015. And so we can provide input, we can provide recommendations. There's a lot that we can do and provide to those contractors, but you know, we can't tell them how to put the brick in. We can't tell them exactly when they do it. And I'd even say that to Hawkeye Paving's credit, they've expressed the same frustrations. So we're trying to get the brick in as quickly as we can. We sincerely appreciate the patience of other business owners, the pedestrians, the many people who use our downtown. I hope that they continue to you know, come downtown to shop, to conduct whatever business that you have. We're getting them in as quickly as we can. We're leaning on them more now than we ever have before. We want to get those streets finished. You know, with what we started last year, it needs to be done. And that was a lot of the emphasis of our conversation today.
Okay. Which that part was along Robinson Street still? Well, Robinson and 2nd.
Correct.
Isn't it?
Correct. Sure. We have a majority of the work is done along 2nd Street, but we do still have a small section on the east side, the bump outs, the mid-block bump outs. Then there's also some work that remains on Robinson Street as well, and then just south of the courthouse. So we still have a little bit left. The bump outs do take a little bit of time. One thing that Hardscape Solutions has been doing is they've been cutting the bricks off-site. They have the patterns off-site, so they're cutting everything at their shop. Mm-hmm. It also helps us avoid all the dust that's flying around downtown,
sure.
Try and keep it a little neater and nicer. And then they bring the bricks down here to install them. And so I do believe they've got a better process. They'll be able to work quicker, and we'll see if that happens.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for joining us today.
All right. Thank you very much, Karen.
You bet. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Dylan Feek, Knoxville's Assistant City Manager, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.